Next, I'm going to talk about Justice Amir, which I found her on the Poetry Foundation, but I don't know that she actually has a full, complete works that's been published. She's been published in different anthologies and that sort of thing, and she is a very big in like the spoken word community, and is a big name in that way. And through all the stuff that I like, I read her poems and I really liked them. And she's been, I'll tell you about her, but yeah,
cool.
So she's a Black trans poet based in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, I love Providence. It's
yes.
So pretty.
So she's a poet, teaching artist, and performer based in Providence, Rhode Island. And she uses the pronouns she, her, hers, and they, them, and their with the X. So, sort of.
T-X.
No, it's just X-E, X-E-M, X-Y-R.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they?
I mean, I don't know that they is, it's, but it's, I think it's them and their, at least. And then X-E, I don't know.
I've been seeing, this is so exciting to me. I've been seeing,
mm-hmm.
like, all the ads for Sephora, all
mm-hmm.
they all their ads that they have in their windows now
mm-hmm.
have all of the pronouns and stuff listed, and it's so exciting to me because I didn't even know that some of them existed, and so I'm really
yeah.
excited to learn more
well,
about them.
I
but
hadn't
like,
seen those ones either, and I was a little bit confused at first when I was reading the Poetry Foundation. They have it's a pretty small bio on her, but in the bio, it had said XE is a Pink Door Fellow and an inaugural feminine empowerment movement slam co-champion. And I was like, XE, I was like, is that like what she goes by as her name? And then I realized, I was like, oh, I think that's she, but in like a more sort of inclusive way to spell it. But
oh,
yeah,
okay.
It says it, I read somewhere in like an article about her that she goes by she, her, hers, or XE, XEM, XYR. And XEM and XYR, I think, are them and their. But XE, I'm like, could be she or he. So
right,
I don't
which is
know.
Kind of the point.
But I don't know how to pronounce
right,
it.
Right.
So that's, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Great. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love learning about this. This is so exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So she is, I'm going to say she because I don't know how to pronounce XE. I will look that up. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
But she also uses she,
yeah,
her, and hers.
You're not wrong.
Pink Door Fellow, a femme slam champion, which is the female empowerment movement slam co-champion. She's a two-time Providence Grand Slam champion. Their work has been published in Poetry Magazine, Glass Poetry Press, and they're featured in the Breakbeat Poets Volume 2 Black Girl Magic Anthology.
Amazing.
And yeah, there wasn't a ton of, I found like an article about them for the show that they had done, and, I couldn't find like a website besides their Instagram page and their Twitter, and I couldn't find, like, there just wasn't a ton of information.
Sure.
But so I'm going to read the, description of the show that she did with this other, poet, just cause I think it sounds really cool. It happened back in, when did it happen? I don't remember. It was for two nights, and they did this really cool show. So it was called Anthem, and it says, Anthem is a debut two-woman show featuring Justice Amir and Chrysanthemum Tran, esteemed Rhode Island-based poets and performers. From praise songs to war cries to bops you can't help but dance to,
mm-hmm.
Anthems have long been the heartbeat of political liberation. Anthem, an hour-long performance, explores how race and gender politics shape reality for transgender women of color. An indictment of a nation determined to police freedom and livelihood, yet rallying declaration of our militant survival, Anthem reveals the lasting legacies of trans women who fought before us and celebrates the communities for whom joy is too often an afterthought. Our voices and our fists are raised. Anthem is unapologetic in saying, in the shadow of a world that wants us dead, we will not go down with a fight. We will survive.
Mm.
Which I think also translates really well to the poem that I just read.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the description of this show that she did. That sounds like it was really amazing. It featured, so they were the two headliners, but it also featured several other poets that they brought in. And Yeah, she also was the 2016 Rust Belt Poetry Slam champion. She serves as a teaching artist for the Providence Poetry Slam. And she made history in 2016 by becoming the first trans woman finalist of the Women of the World Poetry Slam.
Wow.
And she also ran for office in the fall of 2018 against Seth Yerden, the incumbent city councilor of Ward 1 for Providence, Rhode Island. She did not make it past the primaries, but I think that's just really cool.
That is really cool. Super badass.
Yeah. So, I'm going to read one of her poems, and it is... Okay, so one that people should check out, I didn't know exactly how to read it, just the way that it... Because of some of the wordplay that's in it, and I tried to look up different, like, readings of her doing it or someone reading it, and I didn't necessarily see them. So, and maybe it translates better on the page, but she's a slam poet, so...
Right.
Anyway... It's called Body Without the D, so people should look that up and read it.
It's called Fully Body Without the D.
The title is called Body
Without the D.
Body Without the D.
Gotcha.
Yes. But the one that I'm going to read today is called After God Herself, and it's in, like, parentheticals, the title.
Cute.
And it's, it doesn't, oh, it's from poetry, so it was published in, like, the poetry publication. Adam ate an apple. It got stuck in his throat, and they called him Eve, the progenitor, the creator of all things, the mother of strength and fortitude and sadness. Adam ate an apple, choked on it so hard, a rib popped out of his chest, and they called it Eve, the progenitor, the creator of all things, the mother of strength and fortitude and sadness. It takes the hacking of a body to make a woman. Adam, hacking up a piece of his body, it was just a piece of fruit. They called me fruit once, too. They called me fruity. Before, they called me flaming. Before, they called me faggot. Before, they called me woman. I thought I would have had to hack this body into pieces. Woman, a name stuck in my throat, right under the apple Adam tried to eat. Choked on it for years, waited for my ribs to pop out, my chest to explode, for Eve to be created from the fruit I couldn't swallow. They called me fruit once, until they called me woman, and then they just called me fruitless. As if it took a womb to be a progenitor, creator, mother of all things, strength and fortitude and sadness. They reckon God looked at the image of herself and called it Adam. Mm. They still don't call me woman. They still don't birth me Eve. Even though they cast me out, my throat shrunken closed with the fruit still stuck in it like Adam before they called him Eve. And suddenly, I am a stranger to Eden. I am a stranger to this body as if it hadn't always been mine. I reckon God looked at the image of herself and called it me, but I didn't know if that was before or after the apple. Before or after Adam choked, which came first, the progenitor or the mother? The apple or the rib? The strength or the sadness. This body was God's original creation, but they called it sin. They called it Adam. I reckon God looked at the image of herself and called Adam Eve after she choked on his name, some fruit that bloomed in everyone else's throat. But she could never quite swallow. The fall of man was an apple hacked up from a fruitless body. A woman learning that what evil was, like a man forcing his name upon you.
Ugh.
The fall of man was a rib being torn from a chest. And man calling that violence holy, naming a woman based only on the parts she's made of. The fall of man was the beginning of Eve. Yes. Eve casting out Adam's name. Eve discovering who she was, the progenitor, the creator of all things, the mother of strength and fortitude and sadness. The fall of man was Eve becoming a woman, with or without Eden's approval. And
yes.
Now, every time someone tries to call her Adam, tries to force the apple of his name down her throat, she laughs. She swallows. She looks at God herself and smiles.
Mm. Fuck, yes!
I'm going to dance. Oh, I love that.
Oh my God.
I'm sweating right now.
It's a big one, Mark. Well done. That's hard. When it's not your words, how weird is that? Okay, let's. We'll talk about the poem itself in a second. But how weird is that to take somebody else's words that are meant to be thrown out of their mouths, you know,
right,
and like
right.
literally specifically written for them
right.
to speak
mm-hmm.
and then having to recreate that. Isn't that
yeah.
the hardest thing?
Yeah.
And I mean, you don't want
to. Well, it's like you want to do justice to it and you want right. to say it in the way that they would want it said.
said.
Right, but you don't want to, but you don't want to, you don't want to, you know, make a caricature of what they would do,
right.
or mimic them in a
right.
negative way, you know, and
yeah.
obviously, and I think you did a wonderful job with that.
I mean, I haven't even heard them read this, yeah.
It's so hard, though, when, especially, like, when it is a writer that you've heard perform before
yeah.
and that you love and admire, it can be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I, first off, commend you on
thank you.
Getting through that beast of a poem.
Yeah.
And now let's talk about the words, because,
oh.
wow.
yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I usually try to be really quiet, but I'm
no,
like,
this type of poetry is, like, it's like what Clementine said at their reading. Like,
yeah.
This type of, like, slam poetry is, like, you're meant to make, you feed off of people reacting
uh-huh,
to what you're saying.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And
if the audience doesn't
poem,
react, you're like, I'm
yeah,
failing,
like,
I'm failing.
Something wrong. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just so powerful. And I feel like it takes you through the entire sort of journey of someone sort of, like, realizing, like, I do not feel like this is me in my body.
Right.
And this is me going through that transformation into becoming the person that I believe I am and feel that I am and sharing that with the world and whatever. And it takes you through that whole journey and process and people not understanding that or trying to force you
right.
to not be yourself or go through that. And
what a stunning way to deal with that sort of pain and that,
mm-hmm.
that life altering, you know,
yeah.
Experience.
Right.
You know, what a way to take pain and make it into something that is so beautiful and
right.
so moving and relatable to everybody. I mean, no, I am not trans, but I understand I can commiserate with this. You know, I can.
Well, and even if it's not, like, even, I don't know that you're meant to, like, not everyone has to relate to it either. Like, it's just,
I can
people,
feel for them, though.
Well, yeah,
you know?
And
it's
making people, giving people an understanding of what this person is going through
mm-hmm.
and opening their eyes to that experience, because not everyone, as we know, has the same experiences, and it's possible for everyone to experience everything exactly the same.
Right.
And to be able to understand what someone's going through. That's why it's such bullshit when someone's going through something and you're like, oh, I understand what you're going through. It's like, no, you fucking don't.
Right.
But listen to me.
Right.
And get an understanding for...
I can empathize with
right,
you.
Right, right. And, like, understand mm-hmm. the process I'm going through without having to be like, oh, yeah, I went through that too. Or I understand those feelings because I
yeah.
felt that same
it's
way.
It's not about you
it's
right
not,
now. Like,
right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
It's about
yeah.
me. I'm talking
about
right
me
now.
And my experiences
right.
and portraying to that to you, because I know you could never have felt exactly the same in the exact same position.
Right.
And that's what's beautiful about this type of... like, about life and everything, is no one's
right.
going to have the exact same experience, and we need to find a way to be able to all understand that and embrace that and embrace the differences in our lives, like my previous, like, Audra said.
Right.
And was such a like, outspoken person for, is under being able to empathize and understand that we're not all going to exactly experience things the same.
Right.
And that's what gives us power.
Yes.
Is there's so many different viewpoints and perspectives, and to be able to share those and see and have our eyes opened to the different ways of life is important to making the world a safe, good place for everyone
right.
to cohabitate in.
Right. I was talking to somebody about this. I mean, in a different sense, but we were talking about writing, and they were like, "Oh, I'm not exciting. Like, I don't have anything I would write about, you know?" And I'm like, well, you're living a life, aren't you? Like, you have experiences, right?
Right.
And they were like, well, no, like, that's not... I mean, I'm just doing me. Like, that's just... I'm just living my life. I'm like,
that's
well,
worth
I'm...
That's writing about.
I was like, I'm not living your life. And, like, I want to hear about it. I mean, if... I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the
about,
things that...
I want to hear about what you think, what you found beautiful today. I want
right.
to hear about what... made you angry or made you feel like you need
I
want to
hear
about
your
something.
Thoughts on this green straw, you know, like,
right.
I want to know what the world looks like from your perspective,
right.
and that is going to be different for everybody. So I think it's bullshit when people are like, oh, I'm not a writer, I'm not important enough to be
mm-hmm.
but to have people listen to my words, when it's like, Yes, I mean, yes, you are. Just by inherently being a human, it is interesting to know how you go through life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's just my, like, idealistic, you know, millennial brain being like, all things created equal in love and, you know, learn about the people around you. But it is so important. And,
yeah.
And it can only make you a better person by listening to somebody else.
Right.
You know, it will never hurt you to hear somebody else's perspective on things.
Right. Even if you don't agree with it, or even if it's not something that you've gone through and can completely understand, you can still listen and to wrap your mind around something, or to open your eyes to something that you do not experience or is not a part of your experience. It can only make you better and make all of us better about living with each other and being in
right.
this big world with all these different cultures and
right.
people and ways of life.
Absolutely.
It's, the more you know it's important.
Absolutely. I mean, that was, yeah, and that's exactly what this poem did, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she definitely opened my eyes
yeah.
to an experience that I have never had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's just like full stop right there. That's
right.
That's enough for a poem. That's so incredible.
Right, right. And there are moments of like her speaking about living as a woman that it's like, trans women are women too. Like,
absolutely.
Being a woman, you will have shared
experiences. What
does
it mean? Right.
So there are moments, especially towards the end, talking about like being a strong woman and whatnot. But it's like, yeah, the rest of this, like, you've gone through an experience as a woman that I could never go through, as being a trans woman, but also being a woman of color, and
right.
like all of like
right.
all these different experiences that I can't know. But as a woman, it's important for me to understand your experience
as
a woman,
human.
As a human.
Yeah,
as,
of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
It's incredible.
So yeah.
I love that.
I didn't realize I didn't think about like all the ways that my two poems and everything connected.
But they
so
do.
That was real cool. That was on purpose.
Uh-huh.
So.